Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Minnesota Morris in UMAC Conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket senior point guard Alan Anderson, the transfer from Bemidji State. Alan, thanks for joining us for the player interview at halftime here. You're a particularly interesting story coming in for your last year. I know you've been around the block playing college basketball at various locations now, but first question to you, how nice is it to be back home? I mean, you guys have been on the road for what seems like a really long time. Had some long trips in there, and now finally you get to play on your own court again. I know it's probably felt like a really long time, but how excited are you guys to be back home this weekend?
It's very exciting to be back home. You know, like you said, we've been on the road for the past five or four games. It's been long bus rides. I know the guys are anxious to get out there on the court and play at home again.
Yeah, especially with the season you guys are having. You know, 9-6 now, perfect 6-0 in the league. I don't know too many people that expected that at the beginning of the year, but you've had a big part in that, coming in from Bemidji State to take over the point guard duties. Just tell a little bit about the transition. I know it's a bit of a change going from Division II to Division III, also, you know, changing schools again, but it seems like the transition has gone pretty well for you so far.
Yeah, transitioning in, I thank the guys for letting me come in, welcoming with open arms, and you know, Coach P, he's running a good program here. So, you know, transition coming in, I fit in very smoothly. The offense was, you know, met my criteria. And, you know, I just been playing my game throughout this season.
What was the biggest factor in coming to UW-Spirit? Was it Coach Pelkowski? Was it the program? What was it you were looking for that brought you to UWS?
Going into my senior year, I just looking for the best situation for me. And Coach P, you know, he's probably one of the best recruiters out there. You know, he's going to get you if he wants you. No, yeah, it's definitely Coach P and the environment here and all the people that's here.
What's it been like playing with these guys, too? I know it's a senior-laden group. You guys, four of the five starters throughout the season have been seniors, the guys that played a lot of college basketball. How much has that helped your transition this year?
It's been very good, I would say. Almost all the guys on our team this year, you know, take pride in defense. So I really love that. And we really like to get on transition. So I really love the fact that we all buy in on the defense end before offense. So, yeah.
And now turning to this game against Minnesota Morris. It's a team that's kind of similar to you guys. They score a lot of points, get up and down a little bit. They gave up a few points as well. I mean, they're giving up more than 80 a game. They're scoring more than 80 a game. And they've got five guys that's averaging double figures. So they're kind of similar to you guys because you guys are pretty balanced offensively as well. What do you think the biggest key is going to be to being able to pick up a win here today?
It all starts on the defense end. We got to out-rebound them for sure. And if we can take pride in defense and keeping under teams under 60 points, we'll be just fine.
All right, Alan, well, thanks for taking the time to join us for the halftime interview. Continued success, and hopefully we'll be talking to you in the future here with maybe even a conference title on the line. So, congratulations on the season so far, and hope for more success in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Yellow Jacket senior point guard Alan Anderson. I'll be right back with more halftime programming after this on 91.3 FM, KUBS Superior.